This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You wake up on a morning, it's cold, it's wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee.
Keep talking.
You've got these problems, right?
I need you to keep talking about what you were just saying. That brings joy to my life right there.
Why?
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. Now I thrive in that.
When you have butterflies and you're feeling anxious and you have anxiety or nervous, that's when you're most powerful, I believe. A lot of people, instead of homing this power and using it, they allow it to just consume them. You know, there's another quote that says, a big challenge or big pressure is like a fire. It's like a raging fire. Either you can allow this fire to consume you and just take you over completely, or you can gain control of this fire and harness it and you blow it right at your opponent.
Discipline your thoughts. Stop thinking too much. Don't go into the past. Don't go into the future. Be in the present. Why? Because only then it's possible that the mind is free, the capacity is free, and now you can completely immerse into whatever you are doing. And this means you have arrived. You have arrived.
Sun don't stop for nobody, man. Sun don't stop. Sun gonna be up in the morning regardless. That sun is gonna be up in the morning regardless of how I feel and how depressed I am. The sun is gonna shine in the morning, and at nighttime the moon gonna be there. And you gonna look up. These days gonna keep going by. So do you let the days go by and look up and you done wasted a year doing what? Or do you just pick it up? All right, well, gotta figure it out. Made some mistakes. Life goes on. Let me figure out life from this point.
You want to become best. You want to become champion. And now you want to say like you're tired. Mm-hmm. Who cares? You're tired or not? Nobody cares about you. He was tired. He have personal problem, family. Nobody cares.
There's a quote from one of my English teachers at Lower Merion named Mr. Fisk. He had a great quote that said, rest at the end, not in the middle. And that's something I always live by. You know, I'm not going to rest. I'm going to keep on pushing now. There are a lot of answers that I don't have, even questions that I don't have. But I'm just going to keep going. I'm just going to keep going, and I'll figure these things out as we go, right? And you just continue to build that way. So I try to live by that all the time.
How bad do you want it? There's two options: to continue forward, pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth, and forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to find that dream again. For it is dead, and in its death, it's replaced by regret.
world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
If you can see it here, and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen. So I see these shots, I see these sequences, and I don't shy away from them. A lot of times people believe in certain things, but they keep to themselves. They don't put it out there. You truly believe in it. If you become vocal with it, you are creating that law of attraction, and it will become reality.
Every day when you get out of bed, life's standing right there to kick you in the face, man. Life is going to throw all kinds of crazy shit at you, right? And you have to be ready for it, and you got to fucking deal with it. You can't curl up into a ball. You can't run away from it. You can't hide. You have to take all this shit head on. Great things happen and really bad things happen, and you got to take it all in stride. And you got to pick yourself up the next day, strap your shoes back on, and get out there and go to fucking war again.
Nobody cares, you know? At the end of the day, nobody cares. What we're going through, how your body feels, nobody cares. We gotta do our job. Is it fair? No. Because I want to have emotions about things. I want to think about things as a human being, you know? I really look at everything in my life as a learning experience. Could I have been better, you know, to help or something? You know, I just wish I could have done something. You know, I look at it that way. Could I have done anything to help, you know? Even when it seems impossible, is there any little thing I could have done better, you know? And I know it's a crazy thing to even think or say, but I'm always looking at trying to be a better person.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The superpower of learning to be alone and enjoying it. These times where you just think about things, just be alone and think about things, are so rare these days. And I think during those rare times is when you really get to understand what you actually believe or don't believe.
Nothing changes if nothing changes, man. And I'm not preaching at you. I'm just, I just want to remind you, because, you know, I've spent a lot of time in my life sitting around wanting things to change and not being able to make them change and not thinking I could. And I wish somebody had told me that earlier sometimes, that in order for something to change, there needs to be change.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
The one companion that's always going to be with you is yourself. Yourself is what you have. And you need to encourage yourself. You need to look around and you need to be able to encourage yourself and say, look, I'm not stuck here unless I choose to stay here. If you don't have somebody who's going to do that, become that somebody.
Here's the big challenge of life. You can have more than you've got because you can become more than you are. That's the challenge. And of course, the other side of the coin reads, unless you change how you are, you'll always have what you got.
You always have to be the person who roots for you before everyone else does. And it's usually a single clap in the auditorium for a very long period of time. It is a slow clap that's just you rooting for you. And the path of the exceptional person is one of an exception, which means that you are not with other people. And rather than fighting that or bemoaning it, see it as an indicator that you're on the right path. Because if everyone else were cheering you on, then it means you're not in the right place, because it means you're just like everyone else and that's not where you want to be.
People that are hungry are willing to do the things today others won't do in order to have the things tomorrow others won't have. People that are hungry believe, always strive to get on top in life because it's the bottom that's overcrowded. I want you to write this down. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. Complain, point at your circumstances, give up your power, blame the government, blame the economy. But if you do what is hard, your life will be easy.
We all live in this bubble. What you got to do to get the life that God wants you to have, you got to put more air in your bubble. You got to blow your bubble up. Expand yourself. Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful.
To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did. Imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential, the ghost of the ideas you never acted on, the ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed, and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. How many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
Everyone you know is going to die. You know, you too. And there's going to be a fair bit of pain along the way, and lots of it's going to be unfair. What do you do about that? Well, you accept it. That's what life is like. It's suffering. That's what the religious people have always said. Life is suffering. Yes. Well, who wants to admit that? Well, just think about it. Well, so what do you do in the face of that suffering? Try to reduce it. Start with yourself. What good are you? Get yourself together, for Christ's sake, so that when your father dies, you're not whining away in a corner, and you can help plan the funeral, and you can stand up solidly so that people can rely on you.
When you were born, you are a phenomenon. You are unique. Your DNA has never occurred in the history of the universe, going back billions of years. It will never occur in the future. Your life experiences with your parents and everything that you experience in your early years going on up is unique. It's yours. You're one of a kind, right? So that is your source of power. To waste that is just the worst thing you can do in your life. And what the power is finding that uniqueness. What makes you you, and how you can mine that, and how you can go deep into it and use that to create a career path.
The bottom line is, no one's coming. No one. No one's coming to push you. No one's coming to tell you to turn the TV off. No one's coming to tell you to get out the door and exercise. Nobody's coming to tell you to apply for that job that you've always dreamt about. Nobody's coming to write the business plan for you. It's up to you. And because you're only ever going to do the things that you feel like doing right now or that feel good right now, unless you understand that you've got to parent yourself, you got to push yourself, you're not going to make your dreams come true. You're just not.
You are responsible for your life. And if you're sitting around waiting on somebody to save you, to fix you, to even help you, you are wasting your time, because only you have the power to take responsibility to move your life forward. What matters is now, this moment, and your willingness to see this moment for what it is, accept it, forgive the past, take responsibility, and move forward.
One of the biggest mistakes people generally make, and I'm guilty of it too, is wishful thinking. You know, like, you want something to be true, even if it isn't true. And so you ignore the things that, you ignore the real truth because of what you want to be true. This is a very difficult trap to avoid. And like I said, it's certainly one that I find myself in having problems with. But if you just take that approach of you're always to some degree wrong, and your goal is to be less wrong.
It's hard when you're young to wake up in the off season at 6 a.m. to go train and work out, knowing that all your friends are sleeping in and eating pancakes. It's hard when you're on your way to practice, weighed down with all your gear, and it's 90 degrees out and all the other kids are at the pool or at the beach, and your body is already completely exhausted from workouts and two-a-days. But understand this, life is hard. To be successful at anything, the truth is you don't have to be special. You just have to be what most people aren't. Consistent, determined, and willing to work for it. No shortcuts.
Somebody gave you a guarantee, $30, 30-day guarantee. In 30 days, if you don't make what they told you was going to make, in 30 days, you got an attitude, you want your money back. But you've never demanded your money back from yourself. You've never looked at yourself in the mirror and said, you let you down. Until you get to that point, you let you down. You're not brave enough. You want to put it on somebody else. The reason why I'm not successful is because of my boss. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, I'm not getting up on time. I'm not going to work on time. I'm not putting in 120% when I'm at work. I let me down.
What if I told you this was the last Monday morning of your life? What if I told you you die this week? Would you complain about your crap job or that test you don't want to take? I doubt it. You would go much higher level thinking. Well, that's really what it takes. It takes understanding that if you're not pumped right now, if you're begrudging what you're about to do, if you're not looking forward to it, look, I respect practicality. You gotta go through school because your parents want to. You gotta pay your rent. You got student loans, I get it. But please recognize the world we're living in. I just don't get the mentality of being head down sad on a Monday morning. I'm gonna make Monday morning I'm gonna make you Saturday Monday morning. That's what I wanna do every morning, and that's what I want from you. Please take a step back and think about how awesome it actually is.
One day you might look up and see me playing the game at 50. Oh, don't laugh. Don't laugh. Never say never. Because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
You got 24 hours in a day. 8 hours you sleep, right? And most people work a 9 to 5. So 8 hours you're working. Okay, so we have 16 hours. We got breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So there's 19. It take you an hour to get ready. So we have 20 hours. So I cannot spend, you guys cannot spend 4 hours going to about, oh, They lying. Oh, I like this photo. Oh, they faking. Sending photos to other people. Y'all got to get focused. I'm where I'm at because I'm focused. Tunnel vision. I'm focused on what I got to do. Y'all got to have a game plan.
I hope every one of you behind the screens or in this arena can feel this level of happiness just one time in your life. I hope all of you can feel how happy I am just one time in your life. But guess what? You never feel this level of happiness if you don't go for something in your own life. When they knock you down, when they try on you, when they talk about you, and they try to put their foot on your neck, if you stay down, you will never ever get that resolve. Fortify your mind and feel this level of happiness as you rise one time in your life.
David Goggins, he wrote me last night, and I can't repeat what he said verbatim, but the basis of his message was, be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
It's time to stay focused. It's time to decide clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize, rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird. Why are you so antisocial? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you staying on the basketball court so much? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you out there practicing in the hot sun when ain't nobody else out there? Because I'm trying to get it. Why are you not clubbing? Like every time I text you and invite you to go do something fun and cool, you always studying? Because I'm trying to get it. Let me tell you something, homie. These women ain't going nowhere. These clubs, these parties, all this shit ain't going nowhere. The more weird you are is a reflection of how committed you are to focusing on your shit, molding and shaping and developing your ideas and your craft so that when it's time for you to make your rounds, you gonna fly.
Nobody cares about you is something that was never made clear to me. And I mean that in the most positive, optimistic, inspiring, motivating way. Like, I think that, especially if you see yourself as a creative or you want to exist on YouTube or as a filmmaker or a musician or as an artist or a painter or any of those things, like, you think that everybody's paying attention. And because of that, it kind of controls how you think. And even when I was young and fearless and nothing to lose, I was still so cognizant of, like, how are people going to react to this and what's the best way to do, like, I was so aware. And the reality is nobody gives a shit. Everybody is so focused on themselves in this world. Nobody has time for you. And the sooner you accept that as a creative person, the sooner you're free.
My grandfather walked 10 miles to work every day. My father walked 5. I'm driving a Cadillac. My son is in a Mercedes. Said my grandson will be in a Ferrari. But he said, my great-grandson will be walking again. So I asked him, I said, well, why is that? And he said to me, tough times create strong men. Strong men create easy times. Easy times create weak men. Weak men create tough times. He said to me, many will not understand, but you have to raise warriors.
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life. What would you put them through to make them patient? You probably wouldn't give them things immediately. And so it's like we want these traits, but each of the traits has a price tag attached to it. And it's just like, do you want to pay the price tag to get the thing? And so I think if people reframe the period of life that they're going through as the price that they're paying out of their wallet, but the wallet is their time, it's the seconds of life that they're trading for it, then I think more people would be willing to make the trade. Because at least when I look at myself, like when I'm 80-something years old and I'm looking back on my life, I want to have these traits. But in order to have those traits, I know I have to go through these things. And I think for me, that's given me a lot of comfort in hard times.
most people don't want it that badly, which is why they always ask the question, man, how did you get to where you are? You know how to do it. You know exactly how to be you or how to be me. You don't want to do it. So I can't make you do it, nor do I have the time or energy to force you into that place that I know you have to be to do it. There's no luck in this game, man. There may be a little bit of luck, but the luck happens after you bust your ass and you put yourself in that lucky situation. Luck doesn't happen. You put yourself in that situation where luck might fucking happen.
The thing is, man, it's always going to be a party. It's always going to be a time to celebrate and a time to join friends and or a day to... I mean, the bars are always open. Always open. No matter how old you are, they're always open, you know? What's not always open is the opportunity to check the box in life. You know, to achieve your dreams. That's not always open. And it's funny, it's like... You know, I'm not saying you do it all the time and everything else, because everyone needs release in life. But it's funny when you're coming here and you're closing the gym up, and there's no one in the parking lot except for my car. I didn't have to shoot up anything. I didn't have to drink anything. I didn't have to go party anything. All I had to do was just go work out. And now what's going to happen is a residual effect of that. Not only does my body grow, but my belief in whatever my current endeavors are, they seem closer. They seem like, you know, I can reach out and grab them now.
There'll be times where you succeed and there are times that you fail. So wasting your time doubting whether you're going to be successful or not is pointless. It is. I mean, you just put one foot in front of the other, you control what you can't control, and then you see what the outcome is, right? If you win, great. You're going to have to wake up the next day and do the journey over again. If you lose, sucks, but you're gonna have to wake up the next day and do the journey all over again anyway, right? So it's really pointless to sit here and debate or have doubt or this, that, and the other. You train as hard as you can, and you step out there and you let it flow.
Greatness is not meant for a few chosen people. It's meant for those who persistently pursue their dreams every day and make that choice when they wake up. Just a mentality, really. Aspirations come from people that do amazing things, but they're really ordinary people just waking up every day doing it, doing the little things that other people aren't doing. So chop wood, carry water, I gotta stay poised. It's definitely something that I'm always living by every single day. So not just in the basketball court either, it's in my life.
Every morning when you get up, say over and over to yourself, do it now, do it now, do it now. I do it now, do it now. Whenever you have this tendency to procrastinate, program your subconscious mind with this automatic conditioned command, do it now, do it now, do it now. The key to overcoming procrastination is to develop a sense of urgency. Be the kind of person who gets things done quickly. Be the kind of person who launches fast on a task.
If you decide to be rich today, who gonna stop you? Who? If you decide you want to be rich, all you gotta do is start. Why not? Who gonna stop you? Unless you tell it to the wrong person. Mama, listen to me. I'm going to be rich. Anybody rich in this family? Go in there and sit down somewhere. Get yourself a good job. Oh, mama, you must be right. No, mama could be wrong. Because what you have in your imagination, God didn't show it to your mama. I'm sorry. He showed it to you.
And to all of you watching here, come close to the screen and listen. People don't have to like you. People don't have to love you. They don't even have to respect you. But when you look in the mirror, you better love what you see.
And my personal question to you is, why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you? And now here's my last question. Why not now?
There never was a better time.
You cannot change your life unless you change something. If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. No matter what it is. Many times you say to yourself, I gotta lose weight. I'm too fat. And then you know what? During the day you eat at night, and the next day you get mad at yourself. Well, what do you want? What do you want? You gotta change something.
So I wanna ask you a question. What are your fears? What are you afraid of? What are you scared of? Because we all have fears, don't we? We all have something that's blocking us, that's holding us back. And as we begin to look at life, what we realize is that the reason that most people are not living out their true potential and not doing all of the things that they would really like to do is because of fear. Some people call fear false evidence or expectations appearing real.
Following your dreams is a lonely, solitary, scary, dangerous pursuit. You can't wait for somebody to think you can do it. Nobody knows what you are. Like even sometimes you don't really even know what you are. You gotta take your shot. And it's like, as much as you want people to agree and you want the people around you to be supporting your dreams and all, it's not gonna be like that all the time. You gotta do it alone. And people will help you, and when you get the ball rolling, people will jump on. But if you don't believe, nobody else is gonna believe.
See, the point is, you don't know how much future you've got. What's gone is gone. There's absolutely nothing you can do about it. Some of you have had divorces. Some of you have probably had bankruptcies. Some of you have had terrible things happen in the past. But what's gone is gone. It's in the past. And to spend your time focusing on the past is to spend the only thing that you've got, and that's what's right here, right now, because the sand never stops running. This is all we've got. And to spend your time now thinking of what happened there is making absolute certain that the future is going to be the same as the past.
I became obsessed with being the baddest motherfucker that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you gotta be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do, it's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off.
What's your book look like? What does your fucking book look like? Like your life is a book. You got a bunch of chapters in your book, but when they close that book, how good was the book? How good was your book? What was the ending to your book?